now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned into the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. This week, we will be talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo signs the Supermax deal. The Cleveland Indians set to change their name. Are they? And Mr. Keyonte Johnson, I want to discuss him and his situation at the University of Florida. He fell out this weekend, and if you don't know, we'll get into that a little further, a little later. I'll also talk picks, because once again, your boy was 11-5 with the picks. I picked 11 winners, 5 losers, and I told y'all I don't be playing about these picks. Matter of fact, before I do anything else, this episode, as well as other episodes, are brought to you by Greenwood Whiskey. Greenwood Whiskey is everywhere. It is out now everywhere. They are also at greenwoodwhiskey.com. So if you want some and it's not in your area, go to www.greenwoodwhiskey.com and they will hook you up. So right now, I'll get straight into the I told y'all, my bad. I know it's some of y'all's favorite episode, some of y'all's favorite segment. So, Reese Boogie, hit my intro.
It's time for
y'all. Alright. You was right, I was wrong.
Told y'all, y'all better believe it.
Yes, I told y'all, man. I told y'all if y'all didn't get this college football situation under control, that it was gonna come back and bite you in the ass. And guess what's happened? COVID is coming back and it's biting you in the ass because college football just seems to want to wish this thing away. And that ain't how it's going to work. So in the latest installment of COVID and college football, the University of Oregon is going to have to replace Washington in the Pac-12 championship game due to the Huskies' COVID-19 issues. Yep, Washington doesn't have the minimum of 53 scholarship athletes that it takes to require a full roster, nor does it have the minimum number of scholarship athletes at a certain position. So Washington could be out in these streets like how Denver was when they didn't have a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine, like, you're in the championship game and you don't have a offensive tackle on scholarship? So you out here with walk-ons, you out here basically with the dudes who thought they were good in high school and just decided to walk on because you needed some numbers. You told them, okay, and you got you a 5-star quarterback out here, but you got no star tackles. You understand how that works? How crazy that makes you look? But Washington has to pull out of the game. Oregon has to step in. They will take on USC this weekend. And I told y'all, too, once again, that they were going to, quotations, revisit the rule where you had to have at least 6 games to play in the Big Ten championship. And Ohio State had only had 5. I told you they were going to change that the very next day. They didn't even try to schedule in another game. They just said, you know what? We thought about it. Ohio State's in. We're just going to put you in the game. Because Ohio State is the Big Ten's only shot at getting the national championship. We all know that. I know that. You know that. I told you that from the very beginning when the Big Ten said they were going to come back out and they were going to start playing football after the SEC and all other conferences had already started. They laid the schedule out for Ohio State to be in the Final Four or the final tournament. So they couldn't do all of that work and then come back and just not have Ohio State be there. You laid out the red carpet for them already, and then they don't show up. So I knew this was going to happen. I told y'all, man. In the my bad department. You know what? My bad, man. Just last week on this very microphone, I sat here and told you that I didn't think Jalen Hurts was going to make too much of a difference to the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought he might minimize the turnovers, which he did. But outside of that, I didn't see what difference he would make in terms of the Eagles team. I thought they have a bad team. And I just think changing the quarterback wasn't going to do very much. That was just my opinion. That's what I thought. And apparently I was wrong. My bad. Because Jalen got out there and he energized the whole squad. It looked like a brand new team. For real. Like, Miles Sanders got out there and ripped off an 82-yard run. He got everybody in on the action. Everybody's having fun. Hell, Alshon Jeffrey even caught a pass. I haven't had an Alshon Jeffrey sighting this year, if I can recall. You let me know when the last time Alshon Jeffrey caught a pass. But Hurts got out there. He had 106 yards rushing. He had 167 yards passing. He had a touchdown. Miles Sanders, like I said, he wound up finishing up with 115 yards. And as I said before, it looked like a whole different team, man. They were energized. The coaching was slightly different. I mean, you know, they were doing more because they respect Hurts' legs a little more than Carson Wentz. I guess Wentz being a little banged up, you want to try to keep him in the pocket a little bit more. But Hurts did exactly what they were asking him to do. He made some great decisions. When it was time, it looked like the receivers weren't open. He tucked it and he ran. And when he ran, he got down. So, my bad, man. You know, and actually, when I think about it, the way this team was playing, the way they looked, and I went through the way that they looked with Nick Foles and some of the comments that were made with Nick Foles with the QB, I have to ask this honestly. Do the players on the Eagles team really rock with Carson Wentz? Like, is he their guy? When you can come in and you can basically ignite a team or deflate the team, I have to ask, if it wasn't these guys, well, hell, it had to be you. Right? So either we're going to say Jalen Hurts is so likable, so much of a spark plug for that team that everybody rallied around Jalen and got the job done, which I would like to believe. But just a couple years ago, this same squad won the Super Bowl with another quarterback, which makes me believe it's Carson Wentz. But back to my point, I thought Jalen Hurts wouldn't do much, and I was wrong, at least for this week. My bad.
You are now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
In the NBA. In the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo signs or is expected to sign a 5-year Supermax deal worth up to $228 million. Oh, yeah, you heard me. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I'll say it again because Reese looked at me like, what? Yes. Giannis is signing a 5-year extension with the Milwaukee Bucks for $228 million. This is the largest deal in the NBA history. And for me, if you're Milwaukee, you do this with ease. Yes. Hurry up. Put pen to paper. You can't get to Milwaukee fast enough. I can't get you the ink to dry quick enough. Because if Giannis doesn't do this, if he decides to go to LA, if he decided to go to Miami, if he decided to go to New York, any place, the Milwaukee Bucks weren't seeing another superstar for probably another 20 years. Easy. There's no free agents checking for Milwaukee. They would have to have drafted somebody, developed that somebody, and hope that he wouldn't leave. So they had to do this. This was a no-brainer for them. But for Antetokounmpo, it makes you think that he has taken the money over a chance to win a championship. Because I don't know about you. I really don't see them building a team in Milwaukee around Giannis that would be able to contend for a championship within the next 5 years. But I ain't knocking him, though. I mean, $228 million. I buy a ring. Yeah, you talking about. And you can get a ring at any time. Like, who's to say that after those 5 years that Giannis can't go someplace else and get a ring? He may not be the focal point. He may not be the guy. But he can still go someplace and get a ring. Dwight Howard just got a ring with the Los Angeles Lakers. How long you been in the league? Exactly. Rondo got a ring with the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, he had gotten one before with the Boston Celtics, but just got another ring with the Lakers. See what I'm saying? And was an integral part of the staff, of the roster. He played a role. He may not play as big of a role as he would like. Like, the team wasn't counting on Rondo. But he was there, he played a role, and he got a ring. And then he took some money to come down here to Atlanta. So, yeah. And like I said, I don't blame Giannis. I would take the money too. There's nobody in their right mind turning down $228 million. Nobody. So, if you're sitting out of yourself like, shoot, I'd have went down to Miami and played with Jimmy Butler, you's a dummy. That's all I can say. You're a dummy. Because he wouldn't get this money. And you probably still might not get a ring. Ain't no guarantees. There's no guarantees that just because you team up with someone that you are going to get a championship. So, hats off to you, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Congratulations, Milwaukee. You keep your superstar. And we'll see how this thing goes.
Commissioner Gordon.
So, I was reading an article the other day, and it just happened to pop up, that the Cleveland Indians are set to change their name. And I thought, oh, this is dope. Okay, cool. Well, let me see what they're changing it to. And in baseball, it's the Cleveland Indians, Reese. Yeah. So he's looking at me like, I thought it was Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, we were just talking NBA. I know. I swapped it up. Major League Baseball news. So back to the story. And I'm going through and I'm like, okay, I'm reading it. And then I have to start calling bullshit on a lot of this. Because what it ultimately sounded like to me was the fact that the owner, Dolan, for Cleveland, he basically saw all the heat that the Washington football team took and decided, you know what? I don't really want that smoke. I don't want to have protesters. I don't want my name all in the newspaper. I don't want to do all of the things and go through all of the stuff that they're going through. So I'm going to try to get out ahead of it, basically. So before you point your fingers at me and say, hey, man, what about these dudes over here? They're the Indians. Before you do that, I'm going to tell you we're going to change the name. Yes, I know it's insensitive. We're going to change the name. Yes, I know. We've got this big smiling ass Indian with a feather hanging out his back like a cartoon. Yes, I know. Yes, that's offensive too. But we're going to change that with the name. Don't point your anger at us. Okay, cool. What you gonna change your name to?
Don't know.
What? All right. When you plan on changing the name?
Don't know.
Won't be this season, though.
You know why?
Because we got all this Indian shit we got to get rid of. Yep. He came out, he had a statement. And he basically said, he realizes, it was something about like George Floyd made him realize how cruel and insensitive it was and how the racial climate was, you know, needed to change. And he decided that he needed to change the Indian name. Right? Okay, I get all that. But he proceeds to say, we will continue to sell our selected merchandise, which features our historic name and logos, including Chief Wahoo, as a way to acknowledge our history. Wait a minute. So if you just told me that it's racially insensitive, you just told me that you're sorry and remorseful for that racial insensitivity and how it makes me feel, but you want to preserve and acknowledge our history. That don't make sense. You know who else want to preserve and acknowledge their history? These Confederates. When you see the Confederate flag flying around, that's the same bullshit they tell you. It's a part of my history. Well, it's part of mine too, and I don't like it. See what I'm saying? So you don't know when you're changing the name. You don't know what you're changing the name to. But what you do know is you got a warehouse full of Cleveland Indian stuff that you got to get rid of before you even decide when you're going to change the name. Because that's all you told me. You don't want to change the name and then and be the Cleveland Spiders and have a whole building full of Cleveland Indian stuff. But he did go on to say that proceeds from the sale of Chief Wahoo merch would be donated to Native American causes and organizations. What causes? What organization? And what merch? Like, huh? Because that's like you telling me, if you were to tell me, I'm going to donate to your house, your building, your well-being, your education. But first, I got to sell these porch monkeys. I got to sell, you know, if you've been somebody, I'm from Atlanta, I'm from Georgia. I don't know if you've ever been to someone or past someone's house and they have like these lawn jockeys. It'd be a dude in the yard. He's straight black. You've seen this stuff. Straight black. He's in like a little waiter suit and all that little stuff. Or you've seen these little things where they got black people eating watermelon. These little characters. That's like you telling me you'll give me money, but first you got to sell these. And the money that you make off that is the money that you're going to give me. I don't know how much I want that money, man. Honestly. And then it goes a little deeper because what he did wind up saying was exactly what I thought as I'm reading through this and thinking like, damn, all this sounds like a bunch of BS. Yeah, he did wind up saying, we don't want to handle this situation basically like the Washington football team. I don't want to be called the Washington football team. Let me get the exact quote for you. So, and this, when it was, this is the ultimate. This is how I know some of you people are idiots. Right? This is how I know. When asked, what were some of the name considerations that Cleveland was thinking about? I don't know if it was asked to him or he just voluntarily submitted it. But Dolan said that the name Tribe had been ruled out. You don't say. If you're not calling them the Indians, why the hell would you call them the Tribe? He says, we are not going to take a half step away from the Indians. The new name, and I don't know what it is, will not be a name that has a Native American theme or connotation to it. Frankly, Tribe would have been a name that I would have loved to pivot to, really. You're going to name it, change the name from Indian to Indian. But in talking to these groups, they made it very clear that the issues that are attached to the Indians don't go away with Tribe. They had to tell you that? Come on, man. Particularly since Tribe has been tied to the experience of our team for many, many decades. Come on. Come on, dog. Like, yeah. So, basically, like I said earlier, he basically tried to get in front of this whole situation because he didn't want to look bad, like the Washington football team looks bad, and because he doesn't want to be called the Cleveland baseball team until they change their damn name. That's what I'm calling them. You're the Cleveland baseball team. I encourage everyone else to call them the Cleveland baseball team. I got a name suggestion for you. The dumbasses. That's what you sound like. You sound like a bunch of dumbasses. I was going to change the name to Tribe. What are you smoking?
Commissioner Gordon. Commissioner Gordon.
All right, here's one, man. And if you follow me on social media at the.commissioner.gordon, you know I followed this story very closely, and I've done a lot of research on this topic. But I was sitting at home and I was watching basketball, watching football. I'm just flipping through the channels, and all of a sudden it goes across that University of Florida. Basketball player collapsed coming out of a timeout. His name is Keontae Johnson. If you're not sure who Keontae Johnson is, he's a pretty damn good basketball player. So much so that Keontae Johnson was picked preseason as the SEC Player of the Year. And I listened to a bunch of basketball podcasts, and a lot of people talking, and Keontae Johnson was one of the names that they were talking about being a first rounder, possibly lottery pick, before this incident happened. So as I see it, and I didn't see him collapsing at that time, I just heard about it, and I knew it was serious when they didn't show him. They showed the team and the whole sideline, coaches included, were weeping like babies. Like everybody's crying. So that furthered my interest in this. Like, what the hell happened? No one says what happened. He just collapsed. So I go to Twitter, I go to social media, and I start digging around. And what did pop up was the fact that this young man and others on the University of Florida's basketball team had all had COVID-19 during the summer. And you'll probably ask, like, okay, well, they had COVID-19. What did that have to do with them today? Well, some of the questions that should be asked about a lot of this stuff don't get asked because we as fans are so involved with I want them to play. The administration is so involved with I want them to play for earning money's sake. Us as fans are I want them to play for entertainment's sake. And no one asks all of the questions. Right? So we know they have COVID. They quarantine. They pass the test to say they don't have it anymore. Now they're negative. So immediately, as a fan, as an administrator, as someone who doesn't really have a genuine interest in the individual, we typically think, okay, cool, you fine, get out there and go play. And we don't ask any more questions. So what happened, I want to double back on how Keontae Johnson collapses. So the Gators were coming out of a timeout early in the first half. I think it was only like 4 minutes in the first half. And the man collapses at midcourt. He's carried off on a stretcher. Like, that's heavy, right? He's carried out on a stretcher. And it's so bad that, and please, I take my hat off to Florida State coach Leonard Hamilton, because Coach Hamilton, who the team that they're at Florida State, Coach Hamilton sees it, understands the severity of it, and even says he offers to call the game. Like, that's it. 4 minutes into it, this young man collapsed. We don't know what happened. It could be anything. We're not speculating on what happened. But do you want to call the game right now? And you guys can go make sure your teammate is safe. University of Florida's head coach Mike White does a noble thing also, because he doesn't make that decision, which he shouldn't. He turns and talks to his team. And you guys make that decision. You make that choice. Do you want to go out here and play for your brother? Or do you want to get on the bus and we all follow the ambulance to the hospital and we pray and root on our brother? So the team chose to continue the game. They get him to the hospital, and he's initially declared critical but stable condition. He was put into a medically induced coma, and his condition remained the same up until today, actually. Today, I got an update basically saying that the young man had been upgraded to stable condition and was now breathing on his own. So, I'm thankful that the young man is breathing on his own. I'm thankful that he's taking steps in the right direction with his health. And I hope that he can make a full recovery health-wise. And I said this on Instagram, if you read my captions, not for basketball's sake. I don't give a damn about basketball. I want this young man to live a long, healthy, prosperous life, because that's what he deserves. His life is worth way more than a basketball game. So when I wish him well in terms of health, he could not play another basketball game ever. And I'd be fine with that as long as he lived his life. He was happy about living his life. He had children, if that's his thing, and lived his life to the fullest. That's where I am with it. I value the life before the game. So I go back and I say that to say that we're not asking all of the questions. Because no one seems to ask, okay, well, what happens after you have COVID? How does your body respond? Does it just bounce back? Are you just 100% again? Because if you ask that, clearly you will understand it doesn't. And there are random side effects for different people. It affects your body differently. Some people have had mental disorders following COVID. Some people have had physical disorders following COVID. Some people have nothing. Some people just shake it off, you know what I'm saying, and go about their business. But what's interesting in this scenario is what I'm assuming, and I'm not a medical doctor, but I am assuming in this type of scenario that what may have happened is that this young man may have suffered from what's called myocarditis. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart. And that inflammation could lead to a cardiac arrest when you have high intensity training following COVID. Now, how would I come to that, you know, come to that conclusion, you may ask? Well, there's a small percentage of people that this is happening to. And a lot of people that have caught it probably a little bit ahead of time. There's a young man named Jules Henningberg who plays for the Premier Lacrosse League for the Redwoods LC. And before their season started in July, the doctors said that the test showed that he was at high risk for a cardiac arrest. He'd had COVID a month earlier. Also, Boston Red Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez sat out the baseball season because he had been diagnosed with myocarditis after having COVID-19. There's a bunch of others. Like, there's a young man down here at Georgia State who sat out the Georgia State football season, freshman quarterback, and he described a heart condition due to his COVID-19 infection for the reason of him sitting out. Also, a University of Houston defensive lineman, Cedric Williams, cited heart complications related to COVID-19, and he decided to sit out the season. So there are lingering effects that are actually taking place in your body, and that we should be asking all of the questions. Like, this is one of those scenarios where we say there are no stupid questions. If you don't know, you don't know, and you won't know if you don't ask. So once again, I'm praying for the young man that he has a speedy recovery, healthy recovery, and a healthy life. Because someone trying to make a dollar, someone trying to be entertained, didn't ask all of the questions.
Commissioner Gordon.
All right. Let's switch gears, man. I want to go to the NFL. Like I told you I was wrong about Jalen Hurts. Kid looked good out there, man. I hope he continues to look good. You know, I also told y'all that I was 11-5 in these picks. And you know what? It's always funny to me because it amazes me every single time. Like, I was right. I was right. But because what happens was, I know the games that I was wrong. So I'm like, damn, man. The Bears beat Houston. Damn. The Broncos beat the Panthers. No, I think the Colts beat the Raiders. And I'm like, damn, I was wrong, man. My picks this week gonna be all jacked up. And then I get to listening to myself. I go back and I listen, and I go back and I'm like, you know what? I was right. I was right on 11 of them things. So, like I said, I do not encourage you to bet. But if you did, bet with your boy. Listen, I say that, man, and I'm going to give you the warning. This will probably be the week where everything goes to hell in the handbasket. Because it's been going too good for too long. So, this is what I want to do. I want to go ahead and go through and make the picks for this week. So, let's go. Thursday night, we have the Chargers in Vegas taking on the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders. We have the Buffalo Bills taking on the Denver Broncos in Colorado. I'm going with the Bills. The Carolina Panthers are traveling up to Green Bay, Wisconsin to take on the Packers. Give me Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Tampa Bay comes in town to take on the Falcons, and I'm going with Tampa Bay. San Francisco 49ers take on the Dallas Cowboys. Give me Dallas. They in Jerry World. I'll take the home team. I think the line right now at this moment is San Francisco -3. I'll take Dallas. Detroit Lions against the Tennessee Titans. Give me Tennessee. The Colts versus Texans. I've been wishing and wishing and wishing that Deshaun would get some wins, and those wishes don't go aren't being fulfilled. And I'm not wishing any longer. It is what it is. Deshaun Watson, if you can't win, you can't win. You got a bad team. I'm going with the Colts. Patriots taking on Miami. Give me Miami. Miami's playing much better football than New England. The Vikings and the Bears. I still can't rock with you. I'm going with Minnesota. And they're in Minnesota? Yeah, I'm going with Minnesota. Seattle heads up. Well, heads over to take on the Washington football team. I don't know, man. Washington's defense is rolling. I'm going out on a limb here. Give me the Washington football team. Yeah. Yeah, I'm rocking with that. Jacksonville is headed up to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. I'll take the Ravens. The Rams playing the Jets. The Jets are 0-13. I'm never taking them. Give me the Rams. The Cardinals take on the Eagles. This should be a good one. I am going. I'm going Arizona. Kansas City Chiefs go down to New Orleans. Give me the Chiefs. Cleveland Browns take on the Giants. I'll take the Giants. No. Whoa. Let me scratch that. I was going too fast for myself. Cleveland Browns take on the Giants on Sunday night. I will take the Browns. Hear me? Let me say it again. Hear me, Reese? Just don't write down Giants. I will take the Browns. All right. Also going to take Pittsburgh against the Bengals for Monday Night Football. Yes. That's how we're going to do it. So, that wraps up our pick selection. I thank you for tuning in, listening to the Commissioner's Conversation with your guy, Commissioner Gordon. I thank Reese for manning the controls and, you know, keeping me company over here. When I say something crazy, he give me crazy looks. He laugh at my corny jokes. I appreciate it. And I appreciate my good people at Greenwood Whiskey, my good people at Coffee and Kush Brand. Also, new sponsor alert. Why didn't I do this earlier? Why did you tell me to do this earlier, Reese? Check out my guy at 323 Customs. Yes, 323 Customs Apparel. Make shirts. You got shoes. Everything you want customized, he can hook you up. And I don't know if y'all know this about me and my family, but every year we have a theme. So usually we wear shirts. Like, I know one year we was rocking with the whole Atlanta Influences Everything movement. And so we all had a different color of Atlanta Influence Everything shirts. We had a theme of the Hawks one time that we all were in different Hawks shirts. So we do crazy stuff like that just, you know, right around the Christmas time. So this year we just got some Meet the Robinsons hoodies. They're in the lettering as if you were looking at Martin, the show Martin. You know how he has the letters and it's all in like the block print. So what you can do is go to 323customs_apparel on Instagram at 323.customs_apparel. And you'll see all the great stuff that he does. Check him out. Like I said, he got some real dope stuff. If you got an idea, he can cook it up. Also, check me out on Twitter at G Robinson Sports. Check me out on Instagram at the.commissioner.gordon. Check Reese out at This Is DJ Reese Boogie. And I thank you for checking out the Commissioner Conversation. Until next week, we'll holler.